Good morning. I thought two things about this 5-minute devotional this morning. The first one was, who had the wisdom to ask me to keep it to 5 minutes? But I'm going to do it. And the second was the lovely irony of me standing before you to discuss worry. And that is an irony because my sweet little daughter, Chrissy, could tell you that's one of the things I just fight against is worry. And the reason I'm talking about worry is because recently, not too recently, but within the last few months, Rod was reading, he goes off into this book by Martin Lloyd-Jones called Sermon on the Mount. It's a huge book, but if you just grab a chapter, you know, you'll gain something from it. And he had a chapter on worry, its causes and cure. And he came down from his quiet time and he said, I want to share this with you. This is so good. And it was really helpful to both of us. Just the older you get, I think the easier it is to fall into worry. It's a sin that's common to man and particularly common to women, I think. And I know I did it when I was a young mom, and I did it when my kids were growing, and I have 4 great kids. There was really not a lot of basis most of the time for the worry, but I would succumb to it. So what I'm going to do is combine a little bit of what Martin Lloyd-Jones says and then keep it relatively short. So let me pray first. Father, I do pray you would calm my heart, help me to say these words in a way that would impact hearts, that your Holy Spirit would use your word to impact our lives. And we thank you that your promises are true, but you will change us. In Jesus' name, amen. Alrighty, Matthew 6:25 says, do not be anxious for your life. 6:31 says, do not be anxious, for your heavenly Father knows all your needs, so seek his kingdom and his righteousness. And Matthew 6:34 says, so this is all in the same chapter. Therefore, do not be anxious for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. In Martin Lloyd-Jones' chapter on worry, he says, worry, after all, is a definite entity. It is a force, a power, and we have not begun to understand it until we realize what a tremendous power it is. We so often tend to think of the condition of worry as one which is negative, a failure on our part to do certain things. It is that. It is a failure to apply our faith. But the thing we must emphasize is that worry is something positive that comes and grips us and takes control of us. It is a mighty power, an active force. And if we do not realize that, we are certain to be defeated by it. If it cannot get us to be anxious and burdened and borne down by the state and condition of things that actually are confronting us, it will take this next step. It will go into the future. And I'm sure y'all have discovered that yourselves. He goes on to say, let me find my little spot. The result of worrying about the future is that you are crippling yourself in the present. You are lessening your efficiency with regard to today. And then a little farther down, he says, there is, as it were, a daily quota of problems and difficulties in life. Every day has its problems. Some of them are constant from day to day. Some of them vary. But the great thing to do is to realize that every day must be lived in and of itself and as a unit. Here is the quota for today. Very well, we must face that and meet it, and he has already told us how to do so. We must not go forward and tack tomorrow's quota onto today's. Otherwise, it may be too much for us. We have to take it day by day. I just thought that was so good, because that's what we do. We have today that we need to accomplish, and then we start thinking about tomorrow, and today's becomes impossible because now we're carrying 2 days worth of difficulty. At this point, I would like to share with you one of the best encouragements that I received when I found out that I had cancer. I had just had the surgery for the tumor, and Nancy and Jan Sawyer, I think it was, I was, the kids had been over and they were leaving the house, and we were all outside, and Nancy and Jan popped out of the car with some popsicles because it had been, the tumor was on my throat, and didn't stay long, but she looked at me and she said, "Well," she said, "just remember to," I can't remember how she said it, but it was like, "remember to, that all you need to think about is doing the next thing." And I thought, oh, that's a good thought. And every day, that was enough to do the next thing. So I didn't have to think about tomorrow and what the doctors might say tomorrow or next week or 5 months from then. I just needed to think about today. And that's what Dr. Lloyd-Jones is encouraging us with, to think about doing the thing that God has for us right now. If it's to clean up the apple juice on the floor, great, go for it. If it's to do a load of laundry, go for it. You don't have to be thinking about cancer every second of the day. And you don't have to be thinking about whatever your issue is every second of the day either. You just need to do the thing that is before you, that the Lord has put before you. So that was a great encouragement to me. Martin Lloyd-Jones continues here to say, "Never try to anticipate God. As you must not anticipate your own future, do not anticipate God's future for you. Live day by day, live a life of obedience to God every day. Do what God asks you to do every day. Never allow yourself to indulge in thoughts such as these. I wonder when tomorrow comes whether God will want me to do this or do that." That must never be done, says our Lord. You must learn to trust God day by day for every particular occasion and never to get ahead of him. And I think one of the things that hit me with that was how you'll go to bed at night exhausted, and this is true, I'm sure, of every one of you in this room. You go to bed at night, you're fatigued, especially if you've got babies, and you just think, where will I get the energy for tomorrow? I'm just exhausted. Now, I still think that way. I had babies and I thought that way. And now I get the joy of babysitting for my grandkids. And when I go to bed, I'm exhausted. And I'll think, oh, wow, we're doing such and such tomorrow. How will I ever do it? And I just want to faint out. And then the Lord will remind me of these good words that we've read. And I thought, don't think about it. Tomorrow you'll have energy for tomorrow. Go to bed. And it's been a great blessing to have the exhortation that I've had to do that. And it enables me, and I go to bed, and sure enough, the next morning I've got energy to do what God wants me to do that day. So that's a good example for us. Now, to give the last one of the last quotes, Dr. Lloyd-Jones says, in his words, here he would wake up in a day and say, "Here's a day which is going to bring me certain problems and difficulties. Very well, I shall need God's grace to help me. I know God will make all grace to abound. He will be with me according to my need. As thy days, so shall thy strength be." That is the essential biblical teaching with regard to this matter. We must learn to leave the future entirely in God's hands. So that's my word of encouragement. And